I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With Israel pushing further into Lebanon, the work of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's continuing. IMB's President Jerry Rankin says they evacuated volunteer teams a few days ago. Their personnel are safe. Rankin is praying that their national partners can be effective during this uncertain time.
We found that in situations of political chaos and warfare, that people's traditions and values begin to be questioned. They begin to ask questions that reflect a spiritual search for hope and security that we know only Jesus Christ can provide.
Next, in Argentina, friendship evangelism is how World Gospel Mission is seeking to plant churches in towns where there are no evangelical churches. WGM's David Kearney says it's a strategy called rotating evangelism, where national believers regularly visit these towns to deepen relationships.
And through all this process, the disciples are learning how to share their faith, and also we're reaching people there for Christ, developing relationships in these towns that never had a gospel church. And it's a very slow process.
And finally, Transworld Radio is thanking God for answered prayer. The international broadcaster received license approval to begin broadcasting in Benin, West Africa. The facility is currently under construction. The 100,000-watt AM transmitting facility will be able to reach 115 million Muslims. TWR hopes to begin broadcasting in April 2007. Since there are many unreached people groups in the area and literacy rates are high, radio is the most effective way to proclaim the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.